Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny. And I am excited today to have a couple of great guests. And the first guest that we're going to have this afternoon is Karen Bostic. And she is the founder of PetsPage.com. That's P-E-T-S, PetsPage.com. And we met Karen recently, my wife Amanda and I, the co-founders of Clear Conscience. And we have just had such a great time working with her and learning about Pets Page. And it's really, I hate to compare to something else, but let's face it, people are always thinking, what's this like? And it's like a Facebook, but it has a lot of different features and it's tied into all kinds of great promotional activity. And Karen has really put something together that she can be super proud of. So without further ado, welcome Karen Bostic.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Anthony. I'm excited to be here and be on the show.
Well, I would like to just give you the intro opportunity here. Just tell us a little bit about PetsPage.com and how it came to be, Karen.
Well, PetsPage.com is kind of the way that you kind of described it, and I've kind of taken to describing it that way lately. It is like a Facebook for pets, except for we have a lot of exciting kind of twists and things where our members can definitely kind of come to share and have fun and together, but they can earn points, and we have weekly leaderboard winners and superstar levels, and they can actually enter. We usually have some different prize giveaways going on, which we have a massive prize giveaway going on right now, and we also have like weekly social pet superstars of the week. We have featured superstar pet products and all sorts of fun stuff, but it's a very tight-knit community where, you know, pet lovers from all over the world come to share, socialize, and smile is kind of one of the things that I say about it. I love it.
Well, what a nice combination, share, socialize, and smile. And, you know, I love that because I think sometimes those of us who are in the serious end of pet nutrition, as I've tried to be for over 20 years, sometimes I think we need to lighten up a bit and we need to remember that the joy and the sheer spirit of sharing your life with a companion animal is really at the heart of everything that we do. It's you know, all the mechanics all lead to that point, that enjoyment and that heartfelt attachment that we have to our animals that is really beyond what anyone who's not an animal loving person, which I can't imagine, but yeah. I guess there are some, they don't understand how close we are to our animals. So you have some exciting things that are coming up, but I was particularly interested that you're going to be doing something for Animal Planet and some public television stuff, it's particularly the documentary for public TV. Could you tell us a little bit about what that's going to be about, Karen?
Yes, and that's going to come out, look for that to start around mid-June, and it's a pet owner awareness documentary that's actually on Tinks story. And so Tinks is my little dog and kind of my muse for PetsPage.com, and of course I call him the original social pet superstar. But he, many years ago, about 5 years ago now, he almost died because I didn't know that advanced veterinary care was available from, like, the veterinary internist that saved him. And I was not aware of that information. I felt like I was an educated pet owner, and I think almost died because I did not know that. And luckily, I got him to an internist just in the nick of time to save his life. And, you know, 5 years later, he's with us alive and well. And so I realized that many other pet owners, just like me, you know, did not have this life-saving information that, you know, pretty much today, anything that for your, but for human health, you can also get that, you can expect that level of care for your pets with from board-certified veterinary specialists. So that's what the documentary is about my personal mission to get that message and that awareness out there. And so it, we talk about it's we share Tinks's story, and then we also interview a board certified internist and a board certified veterinary oncologist are interviewed in it as well. And so that's kind of what it's about. And the Animal Planet commercial is a 1 minute version of the basically kind of like a 1 minute version of the documentary, and it has without the interviews, but just kind of like narrated. But again, it's on. It focuses on you know, it's like meet Tinks, and so we're super excited about that. And the documentary will air on public television stations nationwide, estimated to roughly 60 million public television households, and it'll air for a year. And it's actually going to be hosted or introed by, they're adding that here soon, introed by William Shatner. So we're excited about that.
Well, that's a perfect time for me to say we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to jump back in. But that sounds so exciting. So if you can hold with us for a minute, we'd love to have you back for the next segment.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Karen.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Let's get together. Let's make this world a better place. Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and I am with Karen Bostick, the founder of PetsPage.com. And we just heard some exciting information about the projects that Karen is involved in, and she's one of the few people I speak to who's absolutely as busy or busier than we are, so it's always good to talk to other hardworking, busy people. Now, I went to Tink's Facebook page, and I thought it was really awesome. So I'd like you to tell us a little bit how you came to, the story about how Tink's became ill, and it directed you to learn a lot more about the veterinary care options out there. Kind of not to make this about me, but the reason I became an animal nutritionist was way back in the ancient history, 1991, my first dog, our Chow Chow, Carly, was a very, very sick puppy. And I wound up having to read books and books about animal nutrition, and I got hooked and it became my career. So I know of what you speak. So talk to us a little bit about Tink's page and how many followers Tink's has and how that led to the Pets page.
Well, I actually have three different kind of very large Facebook pages. And the first one that I started was, the name of that one on Facebook is Karen Bostick and Tinks. And then I kind of started I was telling things about my pet advocacy mission, and before I wanted to share some things about Tinks, and I was sharing everything about Tinks, and then the fans kind of demanded that he have his own page, and so that's whenever the We Love Tinks Facebook page, and I call it kind of like a little fan club, the We Love Tinks Facebook page, that one was started, and he's got about almost 100,000 on his, and then the Karen Bostick and Tinks, I think, has roughly like 175,000. And then I was in the process of creating PetSage.com because I felt like we, as pet lovers, I had things that I wanted to share with pet lovers about my personal story, but pet lovers have things that they want to share with me. Like you found, like your story about the nutrition, that's something that I, you know, has not presented itself to me, so I haven't taken the time to research that, but you can share that with me. So that's why I created PetSpace.com. It's kind of a platform for pet lovers to kind of openly share and exchange information from what's important to them with each other, so that way we can kind of all be informed. So I started on the process of creating the website, PetsPage.com, and that's whenever I created the Facebook page for PetsPage.com, which I think it probably has, I'm not looking right at it, but I think it has around 312 or 315,000. So between all the different ones on Facebook and with the Twitter and everything that we've got going on, it's roughly, I think, a little over 600,000 online followers. And then on PetsPage.com, we have about 5,500 members on there, on our actual kind of our place for social pet lovers, the actual website, PetsPage.com.
Well, those are huge numbers for anyone who's involved in social media. They'll recognize that that's an incredible accomplishment. And the thing about it is it just shows how important animals are in people's lives. It's such a highly engaged community. And I believe the social media, and one of the reasons I was excited to have you as a guest, is that you're really a perfect exemplar of the way social media has changed the whole world of companion animal guardianship, and so what you've accomplished there is really remarkable, and the fact that you're moving on into even greater widespread media is very well deserved. And we're going to come up to another break, and we're going to bring you back for one more segment, because we'd like to just get an idea of some of the fun things that are happening right now on PetsPage.com, and also how to get to the Tinks Facebook page, so that we can have some of our friends become your friends and link all of our communities, which is really what social media is all about. So we will look forward to having you back in a moment, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and I am with Karen Bostick, the founder of PetsPage.com, and she has graciously agreed to stay with us for one more segment. And I'd like to use this opportunity to have Karen tell us how to really jump in and be a part of PetsPage.com, because, again, social media is about participation. So please tell us how you can become a member of PetsPage.com and share in that community involvement. Karen?
Oh, well, great. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, definitely on petspage.com. It's very easy. It's to kind of sign up. You can even just log right in with your Facebook page, your Facebook account, or your Twitter account, or Google, or even LinkedIn. So that way you don't even have to actually register for the site if you want to or remember another password. So you can just go to petspage.com, kind of click right on and sign up, and it's definitely free for everyone. And on there we've got pet forums where you can kind of share and participate. We've got social pets, so if you'd like for your pet to have its own kind of profile and engage with people and have fans, you can create a page for your social pet. And then we, of course, have the pet lovers have their pages. And pet businesses, I know we're excited to have Clear Consigns on there. You can upgrade to a business page for free and engage one-on-one with pet lovers from all around the world and check out, you know, the forums and everything. And then right now we've got a very large, we're giving away over $4,000 in pet prizes, and we have over 80 chances to win, and you can win up to 2 prizes. So that's something really fun that we've got going on right now for pet lovers. So make sure to visit petspage.com to sign up to enter to win up to 2 prizes in our massive prize giveaway. And then we also have a social pet superstar we have weekly social pet superstar photo contest, but we have a photo book coming out, our first edition of the Social Pet Superstars of Pets Page pet photography book. It will be coming out here very soon in the next probably 2 to 3 weeks. And so that's a lot of fun, where the fans and members entered in their pets and voted on their favorites, and then they were selected to be in the photo book by our community. So we're really proud of that.
My gosh, I only have one question. When do you sleep, Karen? I mean,
I don't.
It's amazing the amount of things you're doing. This is incredible.
It is. I actually have they're here with 4 interns for this summer that we are just getting them started. So they're here with me right now.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous. Can you share one of them with me?
Yeah, I know. Apply for your own. That's what I'm telling everybody. Apply for them.
Well, I am just so appreciative of your being on, and I think that we've only really scratched the surface. I really encourage anyone hearing this to go to petspage.com, because the program airs in different markets at different times. If the contest that you're currently running is over, I'm sure there'll be other really new exciting things happening, and it's really important too. I want to highlight what you just said. Pet related businesses, you're offering them a free page, and who can't use another opportunity to reach out and talk about their business, whether it be, I guess, anything from someone who's doing the very important job of pet sitting or walking of dogs, or all the way up to people who own companies that manufacture products for pets. What a great new forum for those of us in the industry to reach new people. So I really think that that's so great that you're offering that opportunity. So anyone listening who's in the business in any way, shape, or form, don't miss that opportunity, because, you know, you never know, in the future it could be it could become something that is more restricted. And sometimes when things get really big, they're harder to participate. So get in early is my advice to anyone who's hearing this. And Karen is a rising star in the world of pet media, and again, we're like lucky to be kind of early friends, and we really enjoyed every contact that we've had with you, and you've never been anything but gracious and really actually so informative, and taught us a few things, and you never made us feel dumb for the things we were doing wrong. And that's a real benefit, because some people are real good at making you feel like you don't know what you're doing, as opposed to telling you what to do it better. And you're a true educator, so for that, I thank you on a personal level.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to get to work with so many kind of awesome pet brands and that are out there doing amazing things to make a difference in the quality of the lives that our pets, that we share with our pets. And so I commend you as well. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and we look forward to the next opportunity to talk with you. And also, I want to say one more time, pets. Page, P-E-T-S page.com. You can go in through Facebook, but you go to that website right there, and that's going to get you anything that you need to connect with Karen and with Pets Page, and a link to the Tinks Facebook page. So it's all right there, and we encourage everyone to go visit and support Karen and keep an eye on a rising star in the world of companion animal care, Karen Bostick. Thank you so much for being with us, Karen.
Thank you.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and I am very pleased to introduce our next guest, Debbie Goodrich. And Debbie is known as the Parrot Lady, and she's at parrotlady.com and also at parrotambassadors.com. And I like the sound of that. We love ambassadorships. And also the president and founder of the Flight Club. Not the Fight Club, the Flight Club Foundation, and that's at flight-club-foundation.org. So we want you to be able to find Debbie. And hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I see that you've been so deeply involved for almost 20 years with the care of animals and specifically with parrots since back in 1996. So tell us a little bit about how you started as an animal, I know you used the word trainer, and an animal advocate, and how you came to be the Parrot Lady.
Well, basically, as far as becoming the Parrot Lady, it started really when I was 7 years old of all ages, when we got a cockatiel named Ami. It's French for friend, and we lived in Arizona at the time. We had her for quite some time, and my family had a lot of problems working with her, and so I decided that I really wanted to have her be friendly with everyone. So I trained her myself, and the whole family accepted her. So that's kind of got me interested in parrots, and animals have always been a part of my life. I was practically born and raised on a horse. My mom had our horse Smokey since I was a baby, 6 months old. I started riding, so I've kind of never known a life without animals, and so they've always been very fundamental. But parrots kind of became a stronger influence in my life starting after my work at Rainforest Cafe, because after the parrot cockatiel that I had at seven, I had a second bird when I moved to Illinois to have our horse ranch that we ended up having. And when I had that bird, he had passed away, and it was very, very hard on me, and because we were very, very bonded. So I stayed away from parrots for a little while and focused on horses and wanting to be a dolphin trainer, of all things, and then got hired on at Rainforest Cafe, and they got to work with fish, so it was close to dolphins, and got to train parrots. So I kind of worked on parrots then and just got this whole brand new look and outlook on working with parrots after working there. So it's been a really fun ride. Literally.
Well, I am fascinated, of course, as I think almost everyone is, about working with dolphins. And even though I know we're here to talk about parrots today, I would like to ask you.
We can talk about dolphins. That's fine with me.
Well, no, I'm intrigued by the connection. I'm intrigued by the connection between the two because they're both very intelligent animals in different ways. So I would love to hear your observation as the difference between the way you would interact with dolphins and with parrots. You know, as you can share some insight into that, because I think we both see a lot about parrots and about dolphins when we're, you know, watching media. But I don't think any of us have any of that up close and personal experience you do. So give us some insight into that.
Oh, well, thank you for asking for that insight. Yeah, when I was 7 years old, actually, again, me and then I have this lovely time of going out to Florida as a child to go see my grandparents, and there's dolphin facilities I got to participate with as a very young child, and it was just to go see shows and things. But I never was interested in the show. I was much more interested in the animal. And so at Ocean World in Florida, it's a very, very older facility, no longer around, but I got a lot of personal experience there, and that's where I got a lot of personal experience with dolphins. So at 7 years old, not only did I start working with parrots, but I thought, oh, okay, they're my pet at home. But then all of a sudden I had this stronger influence of, hey, I want to be a dolphin trainer. So at 7 years old, I want to be a dolphin trainer, and I pursued it all the way through my entire college career and even went to the University of California at Santa Cruz to become a dolphin trainer is what I was hoping for, and got instead a wealth of knowledge and information about the overall needs of the animals, both in the wild and in captivity, and had the wonderful opportunity to write an entire paper about it called Dolphin Reintroductions, Is It a Viable Means of Managing Long-Term Animals? And it actually determined, after a year and a half of research, calling all kinds of facilities across the world, that really long-term animals for dolphins was not a very viable option to release them back. Now, where does that tie into parrots? This is what's where it's really interesting, and you're right.
I want to hear that in about a couple of minutes when we come back from our break. It's a perfect time to break, and we'll get back to the connection.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net. Where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Callers that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-caller technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio with your host, Anthony Benny, and our guest, Debbie Goodrich, the founder of Parrot Ambassadors and the Flight Club Foundation, and also known as the Parrot Lady. Now, I need you to finish that fascinating discussion about the connection with dolphins and parrots. And please take it away, Debbie.
Yes, and that connection is amazing. It's basically the intelligence between the two species, and yet the complete and total adaptation changes between a land animal versus a marine animal. And dolphins are amazingly intelligent and amazingly adaptable to varied environments, no different than parrots are. And so I got my degree in 1996 after writing the paper about dolphins, and it received honors at the university for that paper. And so I pursued from there to try to become a dolphin trainer and didn't make it, and became instead a parrot trainer, and became a professional parrot trainer for a living, of which I then, after having all this research under my belt about dolphin intelligence and dolphin social societies and different needs of wild dolphins, I then became extremely piqued and interested in wild parrots and then their different needs and adaptations that they can do. And the similarities between the two are completely congruent. The cool thing about a parrot versus that of a dolphin, though, is I can bring a parrot to somebody's backyard and talk to them about it. I can't do that with a dolphin. So parrots, to me, became so much cooler than a dolphin any day. So, well, dolphins are cool by all means, but as far as the intelligence, the adaptability, and the needs for the environment, things like that, is what really spurred me on to continue on being the parrot lady versus the dolphin lady.
Now, I'm sure that our listeners can learn a lot about your entire experiences through different writings and such that you would have on your website at parrotlady.com. So we encourage people to go to parrotlady.com. And now I'd like to know, what is Parrot Ambassadors? And thank you for the discussion on the dolphins and the parrots. It could be an entire program on that, and I'm fascinated personally by it. So thanks for sharing that. Parrot ambassadors. Now, I know there's a lot of concerns about the care of parrots because, first of all, because they live so long, and people that acquire the companionship of a parrot need to understand that it's a huge lifetime commitment. So I want you to help to educate us to make sure people make good decisions if they're considering getting a parrot, and what Parrot Ambassadors is all about, if you could, please, Debbie.
Yes. Well, Parrot Ambassadors is trying our best to go out there and educate people about the various needs and adaptations of parrots. And so one thing that we have seen about these guys is that they are here to really send us a very valuable message. And that is, they've been around as a species 250 million years. And they've been around when dinosaurs were around, the planet was hot, they were a planet when the planet was really, really cold. So climate change is not really affecting them as badly as humans have. And so even if we had no pets at all in captivity at all, ever, and never got to see a parrot in front of us, we are still strongly and very negatively, unfortunately, affecting them in the wild. So what we do is we try to tell people, if you are interested in having them as a pet, that is fine, but they're not a pet. They really aren't, by definition, because they live so long. They become a family member. I mean, it's like saying, I'm going to go adopt Uncle Bill. Okay, well, you're going to have Uncle Bill for 70 years. I hope you don't mind. But Uncle Bill is going to be around that whole time, and he's going to have his good days and his bad days, and he's going to be grumpy, and he's going to be happy. No different than, well, the real Uncle Bill. So, and that's kind of what it's like to have a parrot. I try to explain to people, what's it like to have a parrot? Well, what's it like to have a 2-year-old child that can live 75 to 100 years that never grows up beyond the 2-year-old phase? So they're always exploring, they're always testing boundaries, they're always trying to figure you out, and then they live 75 to 100 years. I'm 42, my oldest bird is 24, so my son, who is in the house right now, he's 7 years old, he'll have to take care of them, and most likely his children will have to take care of them. So that's a big, big commitment. So to me, it's not really, you're not getting a pet. What you're doing is you've got to think about getting a lifelong family member, really, is what you're adopting into your life.
I don't think I've ever heard it explained better than that. I'm being serious, because what a perspective that if, you know, I happen to have a 9-year-old son, and if one is thinking about the future of the life of a parrot, you really have to look at the next generation of your family to ensure that the continued care of that parrot will occur. So this is a huge responsibility, and one that I think it's great that you're out there educating people about that, because let's face it, we all get so attracted when we see a beautiful animal like a parrot or a dog or a cat or snake or whatever it is. As humans, we have this inherent need to bond with animals. I would be sure you would agree. And my job as a nutritionist for animals, and yours as a behaviorist, is to I believe, is to try to educate people so that we can all be good advocates and caregivers and guardians for the animals, because, you know, they don't really have a choice in the matter. So it's our obligation ethically to make sure that the choice that we make to bring them into our lives is one that we manage right. properly. So folks who are doing anything like what you're doing in terms of education and protection of the species in the human interaction, to me, is just absolutely invaluable
That's what we're actually experiencing in the parrot world, is that we're not getting as strong of an influence of children getting involved in learning more about parrots. We're not saying go out there and spontaneously buy one impulsively. Of course not. But what we're saying is that the AR groups are really attacking big time. Same thing with dolphins. It's the same kind of thing. That's another congruency, by the way, is that they're really saying these animals don't belong with us at all. They should go back to the wild. And I said, well, that's great. In an ideal world, if we can have no human influence in the wild, fine. But we don't. And that's the big problem. And if we don't continue to advocate for them here in captivity and try to show people them and have people have direct experience so they become passionate for them and do more than just spend money. I mean, it's a lot more. Like, what you've dedicated your whole life, your entire family, to what you do for pets. And it's the same for me. And so that's the kind of advocacy we're looking for people who care a lot and want to learn more about.
And that's a perfect opportunity for us to take our next break. And we are going to, you could stay for one more segment, we'd love to have you back. So if you can hang on for a minute, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, with my fabulous guest, Debbie Goodrich, the president and founder of Parrot Ambassadors and the Flight Club Foundation. And Debbie has an extensive background as an animal behaviorist, and her concentration in her career these days is parrots. And we just learned some really important things about the obligation that we take on if we were to bring any animal into our home, and especially the great birds, as some people call them, the parrots and cockatoos and toucans and macaws. A lot of these birds can live 70, 80, even longer amount of years. So let's really keep that in mind and read and educate yourself before making any decision to bring an animal into your home. It's so important to know what you're getting yourself into. Now, what is the Parrot Ambassador's performance aspect? Do you guys go around and do educational, like, kind of combinations of entertainment and education? Is that kind of what it's about?
Yes, that's exactly what it's about. As a matter of fact, when I asked the audience, what is the Parrot Ambassadors or what is Parrot Lady, they still can't really seem to find the right answer either. So we like to say that we are educational entertainment, where we're showcasing the different behaviors that parrots are capable of doing and then likening them to what we're capable of doing, so we have a better empathy and understanding to their capacity for both intelligence, design, as far as flight. We talk about physics. We can apply basically anything about a parrot to anything about a human being. So, like, physics of flight, biology, chemistry, conservation, you name it. We talk about all of it and the needs of parrots worldwide, not just in the United States. So we will do something like, say, roller skating. People ask, why do you teach your parrots to roller skate? Because that's totally unnatural. And I say, well, the reason why I teach that is because it shows how intelligent and adaptable the parrot is, that the parrot's willing to learn with me and then show everybody what they can do. And people are then amazed by, wow, look at what they can do. And I'm like, exactly. Now, imagine if we had taken that completely away to never be able to show people that capacity of a parrot to learn, to adjust, to keep staying and adaptable. And then I try to reverse the message. So I say, okay, well, if a parrot can learn to roller skate, what can I teach a person to do to be more like a parrot and to be more conscientious of the environment, things like that, and try to help with where parrots are in the world. And, of course, parrots have actually been widely distributed across the world. As a matter of fact, there used to be parrots in the United States naturally. There's parrots flying feral in the United States, but we're talking actual native species, too. There used to be two different species that were native to the United States. One was the Carolina conure, and the other one was the thick-billed parrot. And the thick-billed parrot was pushed down into Mexico, and they're only about maybe 30 to 50 miles from the U.S. border. So we're trying to bring them and reintroduce them back to the Arizona area, the thick-billed project. And that's through the Texas Shubat Center, the Texas A&M University. They're trying to formulate some kind of plan for them. So that's pretty cool. And then because we do things about talking about them in conservation and things, we learn about species that we never even knew existed in the wild, like the yellow-eared parrot. I mean, have you ever heard of a yellow-eared parrot?
No, I haven't.
Exactly. And they were extinct. We thought they were extinct for quite some time, and then we found a small band of them in Colombia and actually made arrangements with various local Colombian people to protect the yellow-eared parrot. And so we started with only 18 birds, and we're now up to 400 birds. So a lot of people think that by having a parrot in captivity, it's a bad thing because we're going to take them from the wild, when in actuality it's decreasing how many we're taking from the wild, and we're increasing the amount of conservation effort and funding that's going to the wild. So, you know, you've always got that, you know, fine line that we've always got to ride on any animal, but especially in parrots because of their longevity issues too. So we try to show all of that in our show.
I couldn't agree more about that need to make people or to, you know, try to have people understand that sharing your life with a companion animal is something that is not taking away from the ability of that animal to succeed in the wild. But in most cases, if you look deeper into it, the ability to have those animals share life with humans has greatly enhanced their survivability and the awareness of taking care of them in the wild. I think we've seen that going back to the dolphins again, until people started understanding dolphins way back to flipper time in the 60s, for those of us old enough to remember that. That changed everything. Everyone started to understand what dolphins were all about. So you're doing so great, and we're enjoying this so much that we are going to bring you back for our last segment, which we are going to do some dog nutrition stuff. But I'm going to finish up with you with parrots, and we'll talk a little bit about what parrots eat, and we'll also get a little bit of information about the foundation itself. So if you can hang with us for one more segment, we'd love to have you back.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Love for the human race. Make it a better race.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And welcome back to All Paul's Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and I am very pleased to have with me today Debbie Goodrich, the founder of Parrot Ambassadors, the Parrot Lady, as she is respectfully known, and also the founder of the Flight Club Foundation. And we've we've kind of gone around in a lot of different areas because it's just such a fascinating topic. And I really want to make sure that Debbie has a good opportunity to tell us about some of the things that are going to be coming up. I do want to ask you quickly, if someone wants to have Parrot Ambassadors come and do a demonstration slash show, can they just do that by contacting you through the website, through your info tab on your website, and see what's involved in booking you?
Yep, that's it. Just go right to www.parrotambassadors.com, which is also linked up to parrotlady.com. That was my original website. So they're both linked together, so you can go to either one, and my information's right there. You just click on my email address and say, hey, I would like the Parrot Lady to come out, and I respond in kind.
And your home base, and where is your home base, Debbie?
Huh?
Where is your home base, Debbie? I'm sorry.
Auburn, Washington.
Okay, so you're in Washington State, so I guess the folks in the Pacific Northwest especially would be able to get you to do events close by. But if someone wants to do something elsewhere, I'm sure that can be arranged as well. So we encourage people to look into that. And I'm sure I'm looking forward to seeing one of your shows someday. And is there a video on the website of some of your events that people can check out?
Yes, I do have a calendar of events on the website. You bet.
And is there a video of some of your shows that folks might be able to see some of the cool stuff that you've done?
Yes, there is a video there, too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I know that everyone is going to want to tune into that. Now, the foundation itself, the Flight Club Foundation, tell us briefly what it's about and how we can help.
The Flight Club Foundation is a Washington State charity that we formulated to help us fly our birds indoors. That's where its primary kind of purpose started from, because we want people to get their birds exercised as much as possible and socialization concepts. So a lot of birds are raised and kept alone. We want them to come together and learn how to be a parrot. The other part that we do is that we actually go out, and if people's birds get lost, we help them find them out of trees and get them home back to their mom and dad again. So that's another thing we do. And then we also have a grant that we have created called the Parrot Grant, where the parrots themselves give money back to the communities that need assistance. So in this case, we did give our first parrot grants last year to two parrot sanctuaries, Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary and Zazu's House, for a total of $2,000. So what we do is we try to save up our money at our annual event called Seattle Parrot Expo. We feature fine presentations by experts in the work field of behavior. Our last year's featured speaker was this year's featured speaker is Barbara Heidenreich. Last year was Dr. Susan Friedman. Barbara Heidenreich's more of a hands-on trainer, and she's featuring a two-day workshop. For one day is the lecture part, where she's going to use birds, live birds, as examples. And then the next day, you get to bring your bird in and train with her for 3 hours. So that's a really fun thing that we're going to present this year. And last year we saw 1,500 people, which included children. One of our target audiences that's different from most parrot expos across the country is that we're targeting children and get them involved in learning more about parrots. So they get to play games like walk like a parrot. They strap on a pair of parrot feet. They get to try to forage like a parrot. They get to learn the parts of the parrot, things like that, as little games that we make that we also receive funding
for. How cool. That sounds like a really exciting and educational event. And what is the date of the expo this year?
This year's is October 4th and October 5th at the Tukwila Community Center in Seattle.
Excellent. And I'm sure that their information is about is available on parrotlady.com, as well as I'm sure someone could Google Seattle Parrot Expo to get more information or tickets. It's obviously, several months away. But
free, so you don't need tickets. But for the workshop itself, you do need to register for that.
Well, what a great opportunity to get professional help with your parrot. So, Debbie, I am so sorry we're running out of time, because we could obviously go on for quite some time and learn so much from you. But again, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we look forward to the opportunity to have you back again sometime. And please remember, if you are interested in having a parrot in your life, do some research. It's probably one of the most amazing experiences you could have, and it's something that you want to be well prepared and advised as to how to choose a parrot, how to care for a parrot, the nutritional needs of parrots, which we haven't even touched on, but it's all available in the wonderful world of the internet. But I would start right with parrotlady.com. I can't imagine a better place to learn. So thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.